listener production. The issue of gun control ramping up again after a mass school shooting in the US, and millions of extra Aussies now eligible for a fourth COVID jab. It's Wednesday, May 25th. I'm Isabel Everett, and this is your afternoon briefing. The US president says it's time to stand up to the gun lobby. Tragedy has hit Texas today with 19 children killed by a gunman during an attack on a primary school. At least one adult has also passed away in the horrific incident, and authorities have confirmed the 18-year-old shooter has died. Joe Biden says immediate action is crucial.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done? The list goes on, and the list grows. I am sick and tired of it.
While our new treasurer has spoken on behalf of our federal government, Jim Chalmers says it's heartbreaking.
It's hard to imagine that a great country like the United States can go on like this, with this gun violence, these mass atrocities. I speak for the government, and I think I speak for every Australian when I say our hearts go out to you who have been impacted by this.
Back home, and another 1.5 million Aussies are now eligible for a fourth COVID jab. Otago has updated its advice, allowing those with a disability and health conditions like cancer to get booster number two. It looks like the Liberal Party has selected its new leader. Outgoing Defence Minister Peter Dutton will run unopposed for the position. But Labor Senator Katie Gallagher reckons it's a big mistake.
It's sort of last man standing kind of situation, isn't it? But also, if Peter Dutton is the answer, then it's not entirely clear that they heard the questions that were raised during this election campaign.
Outgoing Environment Minister Susan Lee is likely to be his deputy. The government is already ramping up visits to the South Pacific, with our new Foreign Minister Penny Wong heading to Fiji tomorrow. It comes as China's Foreign Minister heads on a massive 8-day tour of the region, starting with the Solomon Islands. Her visit comes less than 24 hours after returning to Australia from the Quad Leaders meeting in Tokyo, where she joined Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Albo says he'll work with his colleagues to finalise his ministry tomorrow. They'll be sworn in next week. And Australia's first dog, Toto Albanese, has made her Twitter debut. Our new PM's pup gaining 21,000 followers in less than 24 hours. Listener.